תניא דסלימוד, זלעילוי נשמת אסתלה אסתר, בת רבקה. מה זה? נכון. כל דקה של לימוד זה רווח. שיהיה לעילוי נשמת פנינה, בת רינה. עליה שלום. We are in the middle of פרק למד אלף. We are on page רש ממהה, in the paragraph beginning ואחר כך. So page רש ממהה, in the beginning, in the middle of Perek Lamed Aleph. V'achar kach yavo lidei simcha amitit. After one speaks those words of Musar to himself, he will actually come to a true simcha. Dehainu, shezot yashiv elibo lenachamo bekiflaim. The Baal HaTanya, zechuto tagen alenu, is going to tell us the following words one should tell himself to comfort himself. Ahar ha-devarim v'ha-emet ha-ele hanal. After telling himself those true, harsh words. Lemor lelibo, to say to his heart like this. Emet hu, it's true. Emet hu ken, beli safek, it's undoubtedly true. She'ani rachok me'od me'Hashem, betachlit. Yes, I am far from Hashem. The way I behave, the way I think, we are far from Hashem. Umshukatz, umtoav. All those words that we said before. All those words. Ach kol zehu ani levadi hu haguf im nefesh achiyunit shebo. But all that is only as far as my body is concerned. My nefesh habahamit. Only as far as my nefesh habahamit is concerned. That's what's far from Hashem. Aval mikol makom yesh bekirbi chelek Hashem mamash. But I should never forget that in me there is mamash, a godly piece of Hashem in me. Sheyeshno afilu bekal shebekalim. No matter how simple a person, a Jew, thinks he is, no matter how low he stooped, he has a nefesh elakit. A Jew has godliness in him. She nefesh elakit im nitzotz elakut mamash hamlubash ba leachayota. We have a spark of elakut in us. Rak shei bivchinat galut. The problem is that spark of godliness that is within us is like it's in galut, it's in exile. So you know what? He says, look at what a psychological type of simcha the Baal HaTanya is going to come up with over here. He says, if that's the case, im ken adrabah, so on the contrary, kol ma she'ani betachlit harichuk me'Hashem ve'ati'u v'shikutz, the further I am from Hashem, hare nefesh ha'elakit shebi begalut galut galut gadol yoter. So it comes out that my nefesh elakit, my nitzotz of elakut that is in me, my spark of godliness that's in me, is even more in galut. Therefore what? That's bad news. Well, I should be happy about that. V'harachmanut aleha gedola me'od. Wow. Therefore the rachmanut, the pity that I should have over that nitzotz elakut that's within me, that is in galut in such a thick way, I have more rachmanut on it. I have compassion. Ve'laze, and therefore, that motivates the person. Asim kol megamati vechevtzi lehotzi'ah uleha'alota migalut zeh. Therefore, I'm going to do everything that I can. How could I let that nitzotz elaki stay in galut? I'm going to do everything I can to bring it out of galut, lehashivah el bet avi hakin ure hakodem shenitlabesha begufi, to bring it back to its original state before it came into my body. And what was its original state? Shehaita nichlelet beoro itbarach, it was included in the light of Hashem, umyuchedet imo betachlit, and it was unified with Hashem. Which means in us we have a nitzotz elaki that was once upon a time together, part and parcel with Hashem, included in the light of Hashem. And now it is in my body, vivchinat galut. V'gam ata ken tehe. And therefore now also I want it to be so. klula umyuchedet bo yidbarach, I can bring it back to the state of being together with Hashem. Kesheasim kol megamati b'Torah u'mitzvot, when I put my more focus in Torah and mitzvot, le'albish bahen kol eser bechinotea, in order to give a malbush to that nitzotz elaki in all its 10 aspects. Ubifrat b'mitzvat tefillah, especially by tefillah, he says, litzok el Hashem batzarla migaluta begufi hamshukatz, to cry out to Hashem. That etzem tefillah, that etzem crying out to Hashem, is a way of taking, of extracting the nitzotz elaki out of the galut of the body of the nefesh habamit. Lehotzi'a mimazger uledovka bo yitbarach, to take it out of jail to the state of clinging to Hashem. Zoi bechinat teshuva u'ma'asim tovim. We know the famous statement, teshuva in ma'asim tovim. Right? So we always translate them as two separate things. There's teshuvah and there's ma'asim tovim. What's teshuvah? To, you know, hit ourselves al chet, to do vidui, and to repent. And then there's ma'asim tovim, to do mitzvot. The Baal HaTanya here is mechadesh, teshuvah u'ma'asim tovim is one entity. He says, shehen ma'asim tovim she'oseh kede lehashiv chelek Hashem limkora v'shorsha dechol almin. Says every ma'aseh tov that we do, every mitzvah that we do, brings back more and more closer the nitzotz elaki that's in us, closer and closer to Hashem, to the stage that it was before. So that is teshuvah. Teshuvah means to bring back. So teshuvah doesn't just mean to fix, to ask for forgiveness, to repent. Teshuvah means to bring our nitzotz elaki out of galut. How? Through ma'asim tovim. So it is through the ma'asim tovim that we are doing teshuva, says the Baal HaTanya. Ve'zot tiyeh avodato kol yamav besimcha. Besimcha rabba. This is the avodah that a person can do all the time. Even if, let's say, he's not in the middle of doing teshuva for his chataim, he's in the middle of doing mitzvot. He's doing mitzvot. You're doing mitzvot. You're learning Torah. You're doing teshuva. What teshuva? I'm bringing back my nitzotz elaki closer and closer. Hi simchat nefesh betzetah mehaguf hametoav. That's the happiness of the nefesh when it is able to be extricated out of the abominable body. Veshava el betaviha kinureha bishata Torah ve'avodah. It's able to come back closer to Hashem the way it was before in the time of Torah and service of Hashem. Ukema'amar rabotenu, as Chachamim say in Masechet Shabbat, Kuf Nun Gimel, lihiyot kol yamav b'tshuva. Here's another chidush from the Baal HaTanya. Right? Chazal tell us that we are supposed to be all the days of our life in teshuva. So normally it's speaking that, it's understood, do teshuva every day, because shuv yom echad lifnei mitatecha, because a person doesn't know when he's going to leave the world. But he's explaining here, lihiyot kol yamav v'tshuva, means everything that you do, all the mitzvot that we do, all the Torah that we learn, is begeder teshuva, is bringing that which we have so much rachmanut on, that nitzotz elaki which is begalut, is bringing it closer and closer to Hashem. En lecha simcha gedola ketzet me'agalut v'ashivya. There's no greater simcha than going out of galut. It's a greater simcha than never going into galut. And he gives us a mashal. Kemashal ben melech shehaya b'shivya, the son of the king was in captivity, v'tohen b'vet ha'asurim, and he was relegated to very low kind of servitude, of work. Umnuval be'ashpa, and he was filthy, and he was disheveled with all the dirt in the bet ha'asurim, v'yatsa l'chofshi el bet aviv ha'melech. And then finally he was able to be released and to go out free back to the palace of his father. So now, when he was in the palace of his father, did he appreciate it? Was he happy about it? Maybe, okay. But can you imagine now how much he appreciates it? How happy, how much he rejoices now? Ve'af shehaguf omed b'shikutzo v'ti'uvo. Even at the present time, when the guf is still in the state of, you know, being under the control of the nefesh habamit, kama shekatu bazohar, denikra mishcha dechivya. The body in the Zohar Kadosh is called the skin of the snake, of the Nachash HaKadmoni. Ki ma'uta ve'atzmuta shel ha'nefesh ha'ba'amit lo nepach letov likalel b'kedusha. Because we're talking about the Benoni. The Benoni did not yet succeed in transforming his nefesh ha'ba'amit, even the tzaddik she'eno gamur. It's only the tzaddik gamur who succeeded in transforming his nefesh ha'ba'amit into the world of nefesh ha'lokit. Even before that, mikol makom tikar nafsho be'enav. The person should focus on the happiness of his nefesh more than the sad state of his guf. He says, Rabotai, how beautiful it is that we're up to this piece now. This is exactly, he says, what took place by Yetziat Mitzrayim. Sheneemar ba ki barach ha'am. In Parashat Bishalach it says, how did we leave Mitzrayim? We had to escape. We had to run away. Lecha'ora utamua. Be'emet, a question. Lama hayta kazot? Why did it happen like this that we had to run away? V'chi'ilu amru leparo leshalecham chofshi le'olam lo haya mukhrach leshalecham? What? If let's say they would come to Paro and they would say, Paro, we ask for permission, please give us permission to leave and to leave for good. Wasn't he forced, wouldn't he have been forced already by that time after all the Makot to say, of course, Tfadal, Vakasha Tetzu Mikan, right? Why did it have to be in a way of Ki Barach Ha'am? He's going to say very deep chidush here. Ela mipene shehara shebenafshot Israel adayin haya betokpo behalal asmali ki lo paska zuhamatam ad matan Torah. Because Am Israel was going through a struggle. Should we want to leave or should we leave? Should we leave or should we not leave? And so they couldn't get themselves to ask from their own volition to leave. It had to be a state of ki barach ha'am. Why? Because still the nefesh ha-bahamit at the time in the Nafshot Israel was still in existence. When did it cease to exist? That's when they came 50 days later, after Sefirat HaOmer, 50 days later, but stood by Matan Torah, paska zohamatam. Any zohama, any filth, any nefesh ha-bahamit, any sitra acha, any klipa that was in them was gone. But beforehand it wasn't like that. Rak migamatam vechevtzam hayta latzet nafsham ha'elakit migalut ha'sitracha hitumat Mitzrayim uldovka bo yitbarach. Of course, they wanted to leave Mitzrayim. They wanted their nefesh ha'elakit to go out of the galut of the sitra acha, which was the tum'ah of Mitzrayim. Kedichtiv, Hashem uzi u'ma'uzi umnusi beyom tzara. Hashem is the one who I run to. Misgabi umnusi, another pasuk. He is my protector, umnusi, the one I run to. He's my escape. Vehumanosli, he's my escape. Velachen le'ati, therefore, in the time of Mashiach, we conclude with these words, Kesheya'avir Hashem ruach ha'tum'ah min ha'aretz, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove the ruach, the spirit of tum'ah, what does it say in the pasuk when Mashiach comes? Ketiv Yeshaya says, u'bimnusa lo telechun, you're not going to have to escape anymore. Because the Ruach HaTum'ah is going to be batel. It will be automatic. It will be from your own. There's not going to be any struggle of my nefesh HaBa'amit is holding me back, but I want my nefesh HaLakit to be extricated. And therefore, back and forth. So by Mitzrayim, there was that struggle. And therefore, it had to be in a way of Ki Barach Ha'am. However, in the time of Mashiach, when Hashem is going to be Ma'avir Ruach HaTum'ah min Aretz, what does it say? Ki lo bimnusa tetze'un. You're not going to leave bimnusa. Bimnusa means in a way of escape. Ki Hashem olech lifnechem. Hashem is going to be so clearly before you that you won't need to run away. It will be the most natural thing for you to be as if like magnet attracted towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll stop here. We're still in the middle of the perek. But the idea of Yetziat Mitzrayim, the idea of having Rachmanut on the nefesh elakit that's in our body to take it out from galud. How? By doing teshuvah u'ma'asim tovim, each and every ma'aseh tov, each and every mitzvah is something that brings us closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the state that it was before.